Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The brand new Lyft concert series at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, New York, will feature four performances of new independent music that all take place on Wednesday nights, with both the audience and performers on stage at the historic hall. The series kicks off with cellist Ashley Bathgate on January 29th. The Lyft concert series is curated by Sophia Vaztek and Sam Torres, and they join us now. Sophia and Sam, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
How did you come to partner with Troy Savings Bank Music Hall to put the Lyft series together, and how long have you been working on it?
So I started working for the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall at the beginning of last season, just doing stagehand work, and got to know some of the staff there, really loved everyone I was working with. And then in May of 2019, I was having a conversation with the executive director, John Albaum, mm-hmm. about something completely unrelated, and mentioned this idea that Sophia had had of having a concert series on the stage of the hall. And he thought that was an exciting idea. And so that's when the conversations began. But yeah, we worked on it basically from May of 2019 all the way until it was announced in December.
Early January? Or, yeah, I guess late December.
Late December, yeah.
And yeah. By a concert series on the stage, you mean the audience is also on the stage.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And we're very excited about that aspect of it.
And that's never been done before?
The idea actually came to us because there were two events that I worked at the hall last season where, for a variety of reasons, we ended up putting the audience members on the stage with the performers.
Okay.
And the audience members loved it, and the musicians loved it. And it's a great way to take some pressure off of the artists to not have to sell over 1,000 seats.
Mm-hmm.
So it had happened a few times, but not intentionally, necessarily.
Gotcha. Yeah. So does the audience have to enter differently? Is their whole experience different from what they're used to if they're regular patrons of the music hall?
Yes, exactly. So this is something that we're very excited about. So the audience members will actually enter from the back alley through the, I guess, the stage door. What is it called?
Yeah,
the stage door. Yeah, the backstage door. And they'll go up through the freight elevator, and which drops them off backstage, and then they'll enter the stage from backstage, the way the performers do.
Okay.
And if you haven't ever done that before, especially in the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's just this incredible experience of walking out onto that stage and seeing it from this completely different vantage point than we're used to seeing. So we think it's going to be pretty special for audience members, and we'll just kind of open up the hall in a new way for people that we're very excited about.
How did you figure out what musicians you would program for the series?
Great question.
That was hard.
I bet.
It was hard.
None of the concerts are the same as each other at all.
Thank you. And thanks. That was an important aspect of it. I mean, you know, booking is hard. So there are a lot of factors, and you know, there are people that we reached out to that it didn't work out just for scheduling reasons. But we're really thrilled with the lineup that we ended up with, and it was important that we have a diverse group. Well, in a number of different ways, stylistically, their backgrounds, the genres that they're working in. We wanted to bring a different and adventurous set of musicians to the hall that wouldn't necessarily get programmed there for a variety of reasons.
Some of the language about the series that's available says it's carefully curated to feature talented performers whose work is unique in their field. So you have, for instance, a cellist playing on January 29th. Ashley Bathgate is your first concert that's up. And I say a cellist, but it's not like she's not going to play. Not that there's anything wrong with the Brandenburgs or something like that, but she's not. It's a cello plus something. It's rather the music is diverse. It's not canon, is what I should say. The music isn't canon.
Well, I guess it depends how you define canon.
Of course, of course.
But yeah,
I'm obviously having a hard time figuring out how to say what I'm saying.
That's okay. So Ashley Bathgate is an incredible cellist. She's really a fixture in the contemporary music scene. For those of listeners who are familiar, she was the cellist in the Bang on a Can All-Stars for about 10 years, I think, mm-hmm. and has toured internationally with them. And she also has a variety of other projects, solo and otherwise. And she's just an incredible musician. She's commissioned a ton of composers and has created a whole new body of work for the cello that involves electronics, is also solo cello, just an incredible breadth of work. So we're really excited to have her. And she's going to be performing a program of music by Benjamin Britten and Philip Glass. So people
pretty canon-y for contemporary.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So it kind of eases us into the series, but she's going to do a beautiful job with that music. It's just, it's going to be stunning in that hall. So we're really excited about that.
How did you approach her to participate?
We just emailed her.
Sure.
Well, actually,
that's how it goes.
She was, I think, the last person we were able to confirm for this. We'd had a few other groups for the early part of the series fall through, and I had been filming a recording session she was involved with in New York City, and then we were talking, and she mentioned that she is she's from the Saratoga area. And she recently moved back to the Saratoga area. So Sophia and I started talking about it wouldn't be great if we could get Ashley Bathgate. And then we emailed her.
Right.
And she was into it. So
Away she wrote back and was excited about the opportunity.
Yeah. And with all of the artists, we've had some familiarity with at least tangentially. So that helped making the connections.
Tell me about the next concert in the series, February 19.
Yeah, so Taina Asili is, I have not met her personally, but I've been familiar with her work ever since we moved to the area. She's obviously a fixture in the region. People know her, and her work is just incredible. So I'm really excited that she was able to do this. She's going to be doing a lovely concert, actually kind of Valentine's Day themed. She's going to be doing love songs in Spanish, and it's going to be a beautiful, intimate, small group.
Once you've landed the artists that are going to be in the series, do you communicate with them about what their concert will be, or do they get to pick what they're going to perform?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely let them pick what they want to perform. I mean, we communicate what the series is about and kind of what we project the audience to be like, but you know, it is important to us that the artists do what feels right to them, and honestly, you know, the whole idea behind the series is that we're presenting these adventurous and exciting artists, and you know, it doesn't make as much sense if we're dictating what they should do.
Right, of course.
Right. That said, some of the specific things about the series dictate some of that, like, for example, you know, audio requirements and things. Since the audience is on stage, we can't have a huge audio, sound system, and things like that do kind of inform what the artist might pick. Like, for example, I worked an outdoor music festival that Taina's full band was on. I think it was like 9 or 10 people with horn players and drums, and is super high energy. And this is going to be very different, but I think really, really cool and very intimate. So I'm excited to see her in a very different context.
I'm speaking with Sophia Vastek and Sam Torres about the Lyft series, the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, for Wednesday night concerts. And we have talked about two of them. Let's talk about Oregon Colossal on March 4th. That's you guys.
And yes, it is.
Plus.
Yes, definitely plus.
Oregon Colossal is the name of a collective that Sophia and I started shortly after moving to the area about a year and a half ago, a little over a year and a half ago. We, as Oregon Colossal, have performed concerts. So that's a name we use to describe an ensemble as well as a kind of presenting organization.
Okay.
This is sort of a combination of those things. So the Oregon Colossal concert on March 4th will have, I think, 7 musicians in it.
That seems
something
right.
Like that, around 7, including some string players and guitar, bass, drums, and Sophia, of course, on piano. And we're highlighting music by local composers and one singer-songwriter. So trying to have a really broad variety of music on this one concert that's all going to be compatible with each other, not trying to just have random stuff just to have local musicians involved, but try to make it musical and high quality. So we've got music by the late and, you know, local treasure Pauline Oliveros.
Legend.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Yep. A local Albany transplant, Patrick Burke, the composer Mary Jane Leach, and the songwriter is Julia Alseroff. And we're also doing some of my own music. And Julia and I are going to work on kind of chamber ensemble arrangements of her songs. So it should be really cool and different, and we're very excited about it.
Are you, for your music, performing something, creating something new, or is it something that has been finished and you're bringing out again?
I'm arranging some music that I wrote a few years ago called Hudson. It was originally a half-hour piece for 11 or 12 musicians and a film that I also made. It's a silent film just of different shots of the Hudson. We're doing this with no film for technological reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And this one will be a little less than half the length and almost half the number of people playing as well. So it's an arrangement of existing music, yeah. But it'll be pretty different, given the difference in ensemble.
And I'll just add quickly that with Organ Colossal, we really wanted to highlight and showcase the wealth of amazing talent in the region, and not just performers, but also writers, people who are writing just incredible music, composers, songwriters. So with Organ Colossal, we're really just trying to create gathering spaces where we can bring performers together that might not perform together otherwise.
Yeah, from different musical backgrounds and different experiences.
How have you found it making connections and building musical connections and Organ Colossal, et cetera, since you came to the region?
Amazing. Honestly, it's been more than we could have imagined possible in pretty much every way I can think of. It's been really incredible. I mean, we knew before we moved up to the area that there was a really vibrant scene of musicians, but we didn't know how welcoming it would be for one thing, and we didn't know how easy it would be for us to feel welcomed and feel like we could get involved in a meaningful way so quickly. I mean, just the fact that this series is happening effectively, we started working on it almost exactly a year after we moved here, that would even come to fruition so quickly is amazing to us. I grew up in New York City and lived there until I was 22. So things of this scale and of this kind of ambition, I guess, if I may say so myself,
mm-hmm.
just take years and years of making connections and getting funding and working day and night. So the fact that the community here was so supportive and down to work with us on stuff has been really amazing.
The final concert in the Lift series, the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall for this season, is on April 29th, and it's the Westerlies. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so the Westerlies, we actually went to school with one of the musicians, so that's kind of how we became familiar with them. But they have really skyrocketed recently. They have been, so first of all, they're a brass quartet, two trumpets and two trombones, which is kind of unusual. You don't see, I mean, you see brass groups, but it is an unusual instrumentation. And what they managed to do, I think, is really unique. So they kind of blend chamber music, jazz music, folk music. They write almost all of their own music. And it's just beautiful.
They arrange a lot of it.
They arrange a lot of music, that's right. So and it's just beautiful, beautiful music. You might not think of using the word beautiful with a brass group, but it's stunning music.
Right, they play, when you think brass, you think like aggressive,
right.
But they're pretty, it's mellow for
it
brass.
It is mellow.
And beautiful.
Yeah, and really,
not that brass isn't beautiful when it's big, but
yeah.
This is different.
It is. It is different. And yeah, and they've just really come up the ranks in recent years. They've been touring on and off with Fleet Foxes for a while now. They're just an incredible group, and we're really excited to have them.
Yeah, they've got a new album actually coming out on January 31st, and they've released a single, which is really beautiful, and we're very excited to have them here in Troy.
I know you haven't even had your first concert yet as we're speaking, but is this something you hope to continue? You hope to do it again next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it is a little bit of an experiment. So, you know, we'll see how the first season goes, but we are hoping that it'll be that audiences will be receptive to it and come out to the concert so that we can continue. Because I think there's something worthwhile here in bringing these different types of artists to such a venue as the Music Hall. We do hope it can continue.
Yeah, and it's something obviously we're excited about, and I think it's something the Music Hall is excited about. Mm-hmm. So I think the only way it wouldn't continue is if nobody came, but hopefully
that won't be the case.
I don't think that will be the case.
So this seems like a good opportunity to say that tickets are available on the Troy Music Hall's website.
And we're also very excited to be partnering with some local restaurants and breweries, namely Plum Oyster Bar and Rare Form Brewing.
Wonderful. It's very exciting stuff. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much. For having us.
Sophia Vaztek and Sam Torres are the curators of the Lyft Concert Series at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, New York. The first concert featuring Ashley Bathgate takes place January 29th. To learn more, visit troymusichall.org. That link will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.